We're continuing with the story of Yehudit. She finished her prayer. She went near the pole that was at the head of the bed. She drew Eliponi's sword that was hanging there on top of the bed. And as she drew the sword, she grabbed Eliponi's head and she said, Hashem, strengthen me that I'll hit him. And she hit him twice by his neck and severed his head. She called her maid and she took the weapons that were hanging there on the pole and beat his body from head to toe until there was no part of him that wasn't wounded. And what? No. And she put Eliponi's head in the hands of the maid. She says, put this in the bag. And the two of them went out. Well, they'd been doing this every night. They'd been going out to pray, so no one asked them anything. The king had said, give them permission to leave every night to pray. And so they went out to pray and no one said a word. And when they went around the valley, they came to the gates of the city, and Yehudit said to the guards of the wall, she said with a happy voice, open the gates! God is with us! He made a great salvation today for Israel. The people of the city heard her voice. They called the Kohanim. Everyone gathered. They went out towards her in rejoicing, and they gave song and thanks to Hashem. They lit candles throughout Jerusalem and in their courtyards and in their palaces. Everyone wore beautiful clothing. They wore gems and jewels in honor. They brought Yehudit to the entrance of into the city with rejoicing. They had thought they'd never see her again. Now that she made it back, everyone surrounded her, and Yehudit went up to a high place, and she silenced everyone. And Yehudit called out and said, praise Hashem, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion, because He has strengthened your bolts. He has blessed your children in your midst. Praise Hashem, our God. Praise Him in His might. Praise Him with His greatness. He hasn't left His kindness, and He's given His kindness to His servant. He gave in the hands of a woman. He gave our enemy, the one who blasphemed Israel, He gave him over in our hands tonight. And she took out of the bag the head of that enemy, the one who hated the Jews, Eliponi the wicked. And then she said, my brothers, I swear by Hashem that there was an angel that protected me when I left here, and when I was there, and when I returned, I never became defiled. I was protected by God, and Hashem brought me to you with rejoicing, with a salvation. He saved my soul with your great salvation. Praise Hashem, for He is good and His kindness is eternal. Am Yisrael bowed and they said, Baruch Hashem, blessed is Hashem, that in His hand He put down our enemy, the one who blasphemed the camps of God. The nations have surrounded us, but with Hashem's name we've cut them down. They pushed us to fall and Hashem supported us, because Hashem has not been disgusted with our affliction. He hasn't hid His face from us, and when we call out to Him, He hears us. And Uzziah said to her, blessed are you to Hashem who is above. From all the women in the tent, you should be blessed. Blessed is Hashem that created the heaven and the earth, and that gave you success to bring the head of our enemy, the king, the enemy of the Jews, and He has uplifted your name today, and you will always be remembered among people. They will remember Hashem's kindness. You didn't care for your own life. When we were all in danger, you went out to protect and to save the people from their suffering, and everyone answered, Amen. Then they called the king, that non-Jewish king, who had been given over into the Jews' hands. And Yehudit said, look, you went for Hashem's name. You were the one who tried to make Hashem's name known and His might, and you said that Hashem would take revenge from our enemy. Here, you see Hashem destroyed the head of all the wicked ones tonight, and I have his head in my hand. So you should know that this is the way it is. This is the head of Eliponi. This is Eliponi, who was so wicked and so brazen that he went against the God of Israel. And he hated you to kill you. And he said, when I kill the Jews, I'll kill you with them. My sword will go through you. When that righteous king saw the head of Eliponi, he fell on the ground and said, so should all the enemies of God be lost. He fell by the feet of Yehudit. He bowed to her and said, blessed are you from all the women, from all the tents of Jacob. You should be blessed from God. Bechol o'alei Yaakov. Because every nation that will hear about you will praise you and bless the name of Hashem, the God of Israel. And Yehudit said, now listen here, my brothers, my nation. Hang his head by the wall, and when the sun shines, each of you should take your weapons and go out, blow the trumpets and go to war. Don't go down, just blow the horns. And when you hear the trumpets blowing for war, you'll see that their generals will come to attack, but before they attack, they'll go to Eliponi's tent. They'll go to his tent, they'll find him wallowing in blood. And then they'll be scared. And then, when you see that they're scared and they're retreating, then chase after them. Meaning, when the sun rises, first blow your horns, get everyone ready to charge. Then they'll go looking for their leader, they'll see what's happening with him, they'll get scared, they'll start retreating, then you charge, because then you'll win. And that's what they did. When the sun rose, they hung his head by the wall, and every person grabbed their weapons. They left the city. They blew their trumpets. The guards saw that the people were leaving the city, so they went to call Eliponi. They entered the Eliponi's tent. They saw how he was wallowing in blood. Okay, so he goes into detail how they went to call Eliponi. The ministers went to the eunuchs. They said, don't detain. Go call him. The mice have come out of their hold and they're coming to seduce us to war. So the eunuch went to the king and he stood by the bed and he clapped his hands. Maybe he's sleeping. He'll awaken. He figured maybe he's still in there with Yehudit. When he saw nothing stirring by the bed, they used to have curtains around their bed. He went near the bed, he took away the curtains, and he saw Eliponi's body covered with blood, and his head was gone. So he called out, weeping, he tore his clothing, went to Yehudit's tent, couldn't find her, went out to the nation and said, there was a Hebrew woman who did this terrible thing. Our master's dead, the king's dead, he's on the ground covered with blood, his head is gone. When they heard that, so everyone tore their clothing, and they got scared. Okay. We got one page to go. So, officially class is over. You guys want to end here or finish the story? Finish the story. Okay. So, when everyone heard this, they tore their clothing. They fell to the ground with fear, and a great darkness enveloped them. The camp was embittered and crying, and when they heard that their mighty warrior was killed, they all lost hope. They ran away in fear, and as they ran from those mice that were chasing after them, they left their wealth behind. They ran through the vineyards, they ran through the mountains, and when the Jews saw that they were running in disarray, they came down from the mountains and chased after them, blowing their trumpets, blowing their shofros, and they destroyed whoever they could find, and they chased them till Charuma. Now, the rest of the camp, the rest of the people went down and gathered the loot, a tremendous amount of loot, sheep and cattle and chariots and horses, and all the loot they left in their tents, and they all became very, very wealthy, from the youngest to the eldest. 30 days it took them to gather all the loot. The wealth of Eliponi was given to the hands of Yehudit, gold and silver and gems and jewels. And everything was given to her. The people gathered it and gave it to Yehudit. Now that king, that non-Jewish king, who was Bai Uzziah, who spoke good about how the Jews would be saved ultimately, when he saw this miracle, he stopped being a pagan. He circumcised, and he came under the wings of the Shekhinah, he and all his family till today. The Jews rejoiced with Yehudit. The women followed her, banging their tambourines, dancing and saying, Hodul Hashem Kitov Kilolam Chasdo. You, Yehudit, are a mother, a matriarch among Israel. You're the glory of Jerusalem. You're the happiness of Israel. You're the honor of our nation. You did with strength and might and a brave heart. Hashem was with you to strengthen you. You will be blessed forever. And everyone answered, Amen, Amen. And the elders and the youngsters all rejoiced. They played music. And Yehudit sang the following song to Hashem. She said, Hallelujah Hashem betof. Praise Hashem with the tambourine. Sing to Hashem in a circle. Sing to Hashem a new song. Praise Him. Call out in His name. Hashem is the man of war. It is Hashem is His name. Hashem, our God, You are great. You are mighty in Your strength. There are none like You. All creatures will serve You and thank You, Hashem, for all You do. Because what You say is what is. And You sent Your Spirit, and that's what created them. The mountains and their foundations will all tremble. They melt like wax before Your might. Your right hand, Hashem, is mighty. Your right hand destroys the enemy. Who is like You among the potent ones, Hashem? Who is like You, awesome in holiness, above all praise, who does wondrous things? After this great salvation, when all the Jews were purified, they brought sacrifices, and Yehudit dedicated all the loot to the temple, and they made a great party with Yehudit over this great salvation. They partied for 3 months. And throughout the days of Yehudit, no one arose to harm Israel. And after she died, there was peace for many years. And all the Jews had light throughout the land.